We continue now with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox, in question 129, which asks the question, how is the Church one? There shall be among you lying teachers who shall bring in sects of perdition. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither the things they say, nor whereof they affirm. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. They are blind and leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both fall into the pit. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, and Luke chapter 6, verse 39. These are fountains without water, and clouds tossed with whirlwinds, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, and Jude chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Bear not the yoke with unbelievers, what fellowship hath light with darkness? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. If he will not hear the church, let him be to thee as the heathen and publican. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. Children of Belial are gone out of the midst of thee. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13. Beware lest thou offer thy holocaust in every place that thou shalt see. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Stand fast in the faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. The Church of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. And 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. And chapter 3, verse 15. That which is common to us both, your faith and mine. Romans chapter 1, verse 12. They gave their own selves first to the Lord, then to us, by the will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of the elect of God, to Titus, my beloved son, according to the common faith. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Be ye all of one mind. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and immovable from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which is preached in all the creation that is under heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions which you have learned, whether by word or by our epistle. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, and Luke chapter 11, verse 23. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. Question 130. How is the Church holy? The Church is holy because its founder, Jesus Christ, is holy, because it teaches a holy doctrine, invites all to a holy life, and because of the eminent holiness of so many thousands of its children. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. All its border round about is most holy. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 12. Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun? Canticles chapter 6, verse 9. Thou art all fair, and there is not a spot in thee. Canticles chapter 4, verse 7. I have chosen you, and have appointed you, that you should go and should bring forth fruit. John chapter 15, verse 16. He chose us in Him, Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and unspotted in His sight in charity. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. A chosen generation, a holy nation, a purchased people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you, building yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Be you also as living stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. In whom all the building, being framed together, groweth up into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. According to Him that hath called you, who is holy, be you also in all manner of conversation holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore, brethren, labor the more, that by good works you may make sure your calling and election. For doing these things you shall not sin. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Christ also loved the church, and delivered Himself up for it, that He might sanctify it, cleansing it by the laver of water in the word of life, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the sanctified mountain. Zacharias chapter 8, verse 3. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, and John chapter 6, verse 45. And thou shalt be founded in justice. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. By their fruits you shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. That henceforward you walk not as also the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. You He hath reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unspotted and blameless before Him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Which of you shall convince me of sin? John chapter 8, verse 46. He hath done all things well. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. Never did man speak like this man. John chapter 7, verse 46. Be ye therefore followers of God as most dear children. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Be you therefore perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Therefore, seeing we have this ministration, we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor adulterating the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. For we are the good odor of Christ unto God, in them that are saved and in them that perish. And for these things, who is so sufficient? 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. But you are come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the company of many thousands of angels. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Thy testimonies are becoming exceeding credible. Holiness becometh thy house. Psalms chapter 92, verse 5. Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. Mark chapter 10, verse 28. Luke chapter 18, verse 28. And Matthew chapter 19, verse 27. And lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Sion, and with him 144,000 having his name, for they are without spot before the throne of God. Apocalypse chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. You are our epistle, which is known and read by all men, being manifested that you are the epistle of Christ ministered by us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. These signs shall follow them that believe. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Be followers of me, brethren, and observe them who walk so as you have our model, for many walk that are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. In every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation. Malachias chapter 1, verse 11. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. James chapter 1, verse 22. For our exhortation was not of error, nor of uncleanness, nor in deceit, but as we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. For the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. That you may be blameless and sincere children of God without reproof in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. For them do I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. John chapter 17, verse 19. All things of his divine power, which appertain to life and godliness, are given us through the knowledge of him who hath called us by his own proper glory and virtue, by whom he hath given us most great and precious promises, that by these you may be made partakers of the divine nature, flying the corruption of that concupiscence which is in the world. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. You shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. A path and a way shall be there, and it shall be called the holy way. This shall be unto you a straight way, so that fools shall not err therein. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8. God, his way is immaculate. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 31. But you, my dearly beloved, be mindful of the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, who told you that in the last time there should come mockers, walking according to their own desires in ungodliness. These are they who separate themselves, sensual men, having not the Spirit. But you, my beloved, building yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. Question 131. How is the church Catholic or universal? The church is Catholic or universal because it subsists in all ages, teaches all nations, and maintains all truth. Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith in all nations for his name. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all nations. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 24. And unto all nations the gospel must first be preached. Mark chapter 13, verse 10. Until the fullness of the Gentiles should come in. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all that are far off. Acts chapter 2, verse 39, Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, and chapter 28, verse 14. Thou hast redeemed us to God in thy blood, out of every tribe, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us to our God a kingdom, and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 9. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Thou shalt pass on to the right hand and to the left. The Holy One of Israel shall be called the God of all the earth. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 2, 3, and 5. He shall sprinkle many nations, for they to whom it was not told of him have seen, and they that heard not have beheld. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 15, and Romans chapter 15, verse 21. There are no speeches nor languages where their voices are not heard. Their sound hath gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Psalms chapter 18, verses 4 and 5, and Romans chapter 10, verse 18. From the rising of the sun even to the going down, my name is great among the Gentiles, and in every place there is sacrifice. Malachias chapter 1, verse 11. The word of the Lord was published throughout the whole country. Acts chapter 13, verse 49. They, going forth, preached everywhere. Mark 16, verse 20. The word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as also it is in the whole world, and bringeth forth fruit, and groweth. Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. The gospel which you have heard, which is preached in all the creation that is under heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Your faith is spoken of in the whole world. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. In every place your faith which is towards God is gone forth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The grace of God hath appeared to all men. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Christ, the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. John chapter 1, verse 9. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all people. Psalms chapter 95, verse 3. All the ends of the earth shall worship thee. Nations from afar shall come to thee. Tobias, chapter 13, verse 13 and 14, and Psalms, chapter 71, verse 11. He shall rule from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Psalms, chapter 71, verse 8. All the ends of the earth shall remember, and shall be converted to the Lord. Psalms chapter 21, verse 28. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues. Apocalypse, chapter 7, verse 9. In the last days of the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be prepared on the top of mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, and Micah chapter 4, verse 1. Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls by reason of the multitude, and I will be to it, saith the Lord, a wall of fire round about. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. All flesh shall come to thee. Psalms chapter 64, verse 3. The multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 5. Now there was dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. They therefore that received his word were baptized, and there were added in that day about 3,000 souls. Acts chapter 2, verses 5 and 41. Many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom. Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, and Luke chapter 13, verse 29. Teach ye all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. I will give thee the Gentiles for thy inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, Acts chapter 13, verse 47, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. But in the days of those kingdoms, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. The stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Daniel chapter 2, verse 35. With the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion founded, the city of our God. God hath founded it forever. Psalms chapter 47, verse 3 to 9. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. I will make their word in truth, and I will make a perpetual covenant with them. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8. I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. Who will have all men to be saved? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who gave himself a redemption for all, a testimony in due times. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. He that spared not even his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should return to penance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. That penance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. To what is the kingdom of God like? It is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and became a great tree, and the birds of the air lodged in the branches thereof. Luke chapter 13, verse 18 and 19, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32, and Mark chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. It is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. Luke chapter 13, verse 21, Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. The marriage was filled with guests. Matthew chapter 22, verse 10. For many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, and chapter 20, verse 16. My sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forever. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 28. Remember thy congregation which thou hast possessed from the beginning. Psalms chapter 73, verse 2. Question 132. How is the church apostolic? The church is apostolic because it was founded by Christ on his apostles and is governed by their lawful successors, and because it has never ceased and never will cease to teach their doctrine. Having called his 12 disciples together, he gave them power. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, Mark chapter 6, verse 7, and Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Going up into a mountain, he called unto him whom he would himself, and they came to him. And he made that 12 should be with him, and that he might send them to preach. Mark chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, and Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Acts chapter 1, verse 26. And when Jesus passed on from thence, he saw a man sitting in the custom house, named Matthew. And he saith to him, Follow me. And he arose up and followed him. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, Mark chapter 2, verse 14, and Luke chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. And when day was come, he called unto him his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he surnamed Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called Zealots, and Jude, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot. Luke chapter 6, verses 13 to 16. Have not I chosen you 12? John chapter 6, verse 71. These 12 Jesus sent. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you that you should go and should bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. John chapter 15, verse 16. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, and that preacheth peace, of him that showeth forth good, that preacheth salvation. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. And John chapter 13, verse 20. And I will set up pastors over them, and they shall feed them. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 4. I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and doctrine. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. For the lips of the priests shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth, because he is the angel of the Lord of hosts. Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. Jesus coming spoke to them, saying, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. He said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. John chapter 20, verse 21. You shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which having begun to be declared by the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. And they were persevering in the doctrine of the apostles. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The things which thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same commend to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. I charge thee before God and Jesus Christ, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, entreat, rebuke in all patience and doctrine. For there shall be a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires they will heap to themselves teachers, having to themselves itching ears, and will indeed turn away their hearing from the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith in all nations for his name. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have learned, whether by word or by our epistle. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches, commanding them to keep the precepts of the apostles and the ancients. Acts chapter 15, verse 41. And as they, Paul and Timothy, passed through the cities, they delivered unto them the decrees for to keep that were decreed by the apostles and ancients who were at Jerusalem. Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. Keep my ordinances as I have delivered them to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. As we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Separate me, Saul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have taken them. Then they, fasting and praying, and imposing their hands upon them, sent them away. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. And when Paul and Barnabas had no small contest with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas, and certain others of the other side, should go up to the apostles and priests to Jerusalem about this question. Acts chapter 15, verse 2. Then it pleased the apostles and ancients, with the whole church, to choose men of their own company, and to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. Acts chapter 15, verse 22. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. John chapter 17, verse 18. Upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never hold their peace. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 14. You also shall sit on 12 seats, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And he saith to them, Simon and Andrew, Come ye after me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. And they immediately, leaving their nets, followed him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 18, and Luke chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. And taking the 7 loaves and the fishes, and giving thanks, he brake and gave to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the people. Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, and chapter 14, verse 19, and Mark chapter 6, verse 41, and Luke chapter 9, verse 16. Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples. John chapter 4, verse 2. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Take heed to yourselves and to the whole flock, wherein the Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the church of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Remember your prelates who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Be not led away with various and strange doctrines. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Beware of false prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither the things they say nor whereof they affirm. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Know also this, that in the last days shall come on dangerous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, haughty, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, wicked, without affection, without peace, slanderers, incontinent, unmerciful, without kindness, traitors, stubborn, puffed up, and lovers of pleasures more than of God, having an appearance indeed of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now these avoid. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Obey your prelates and be subject to them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. How shall they believe him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent? Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. Neither doth any man take the honor to himself, but he that is called by God, as Aaron was. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. I did not send prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. John chapter 10, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given me towards you, that I may fulfill the word of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and others some evangelists, and others some pastors and doctors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. After 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I tarried with him 15 days. Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. And I went up according to revelation, and conferred with them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but apart with them who seemed to be something, lest perhaps I should run, or had run, in vain. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. God indeed hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly doctors. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Question 133. In which church are these attributes and marks found? These attributes and marks are found in the Holy Roman Catholic Church alone. Though we, or an angel from heaven, preach a gospel to you besides that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye on the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, which is the good way, and walk ye in it, and you shall find refreshment for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. If this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught, but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Acts chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. The church that is in Babylon, Rome, saluteth you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox, on tape number 7. Please join us.